this is straight up Dead in Hip Hop. We would love to be on the show. We love the show. If you can consider Peter Rosenberg to be on your show to play a VJ slash DJ, then you can work us in there. You need an episode where Paperboy's album comes out and gets reviewed. Donald Glover, please let us do that shit. I live literally 5 minutes from where y'all shoot. And straight up, man, we just want to support, and we would just love to be a part of a show that we think is going to be a landmark, not only in black television, but television, period. So,
and we're in Atlanta,
bro. What can I do to be down, bro? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
what can I do to be down? You're an amazing artist, and we would just love to be a part of what you're doing, man.
Sophie?
Yo, oh, sorry, I'm back. Shit.
We'll talk later.
That was a great question. Okay, so jerks. I have a question for you guys. We are back. I am your host, Sophie, and we are here with another episode of Ask Dead in Hip Hop. So we're in the email today pulling a question for you guys. This question comes from Carl, and he wants to know, hey, Dead in Hip Hop, I was wondering how you guys feel about Donald Glover's new show, Atlanta. The first few episodes recently came out, and me being from the South, I think it's a pretty accurate portrayal of the Southern life and the good mesh of serious topics and humor. Best regards.
It does represent the South big time with a lot of stuff. Like, I've been locked up, not on no major shit, but just on,
okay,
just, you know, fucking,
okay,
yeah, don't be judging.
No, this, I'm not. I've been locked up too, but I think the first time I said it, I told y'all, you kept that under your belt.
Hey, all my shit ain't one now. I'm good. That's in the past. I have a history.
Part of your testimony.
That's why I'm supposed to build a wall. Because of y'all.
No, but my shit was just traffic violations and shit. You know what I'm saying? Riding dirty, whatever. So I've been locked up, and you know, there's some crazy motherfuckers in there. And the way that you saw it play out in Atlanta is really how it plays out in the county, man. Like, it's crazy. Also, the route of a rapper blowing up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's on the radio, he's getting club appearances, he's doing all of this, but where he stay?
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What are you doing? What are you still doing? You know what I'm saying?
Still in the street, you know? Yeah.
And it's about the come up, right? Because Childish Gambino's character, he's kind of not necessarily taking advantage of his cousin, but he kind of is because he sees an opportunity.
He sees a come up. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just like any family member with any logical sense, this motherfucker got some.
Yep.
Let me go attack myself. But at least he's not, you know, some niggerish type motherfucker. He got some sense about him. And I think he does care about his cousin. But I think just the overall landscape of the show, it's so Atlanta. Down to how the women respond to you. Like, don't you remember the episode when they in the club and everything? And he think he about to get some. Man, I invited you in my section and everything. We popping bottles. Oh, yeah, my boyfriend. Hey, what? You know what I'm saying? So it's
I like the one when he went to the when he was looking for
sorry,
he was looking for, so he went to the hood and she had the kids and she didn't know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden,
yeah.
She was like, oh, let me get a picture and shit like that.
Right.
That shit is so fucking real, man. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, one of my favorite ones was the guy that was a pizza delivery boy.
Yes.
And then Asian dude.
Yeah.
Man.
That was with the Instagram.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Yes. That shit was funny. But overall, you guys were telling, I was behind on the show and you guys were telling me, yo, y'all need to watch or whatever. So I finally got to watch it, and man, I was fucking hooked. Because I'm sitting there watching this thing, and it's so cerebral that, you know, because the way
subtle
that he does it's stuff
the
in
humor,
the show.
Everything.
Yeah, it's very subtle. And it's just like, you're finally like, yeah, that's fucking real. But it also points out, like, how silly some of this shit is that
No,
that
but
happens.
Also how real some of the shit is in Atlanta. The episode when he went with his baby moms. Yeah, to the dinner at the mansion.
My God.
Oh my God. Like, when I'm sitting there watching it, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yo.
And that's so
that shit
Atlanta
happens.
Yeah, that shit happens.
Black people
all
do
day
become racist against they other do black people when their class status changes.
Because they feel like they're making them look bad.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm trying to get
Hi,
Kanye! Holy shit!
I just said
wow.
It.
Wow!
Just said it comes right back around.
Right. What's that emoji?
You
that one? No, you know what my favorite one when they had Justin Bieber?
Oh, bro.
Wait a minute. No.
Justin Bieber was black. I was on the floor.
The Justin Bieber black is my favorite.
I was like, that is brilliant.
That shit
at first
was
I was
so
like,
hilarious.
What?
Wait, I have a question. the one episode where she smoked weed and was trying to get rid of it or whatever.
Oh man,
that was crazy. I didn't understand the ending when she was in ISS and that kid had white face on. I didn't understand that.
Well, they said something about him early on, but I can't remember exactly what it tied into.
Yeah, there's always something like. Yeah. There's always some part of the show that like freaks me out or like isn't surreal. I think it goes back to that whole like the show kind of isn't real at certain points. Like. He does something weird, like even if it's like the guy getting like pushed down in the jail, or like the cartoon about the cereal with the cops and shit. Like, there's always some weird that was shit in the episode. Just like weird, I don't know what this is about, but I thought it was it.
Yep.
Because that dude's face was creepy as hell.
Yeah, it was.
There's so many moments in that show where I walked away being like, God damn! Like I think the best thing about that show is it shows that not everything we do is Tyler Perry. I love the fact that Donald Glover is showing that he has a show that's based around lower income or, as you guys like to call them, like hood dudes, but they're smart, which people don't always associate those two things.
Yeah.
These are smart dudes. They're business savvy. They're trying to get somewhere, even though it's not happening quickly, but they're trying to get somewhere. Not only that, the way they're shooting it, it's like a black version of like David Lynch, like an urban David Lynch. It's like the show is weird. You can't always figure it out, like the white face part. You can't always figure it out, but sometimes it's better to just sit back and not try and just watch it and just enjoy it for what it is, because it's art.
It's only like 5% of the shit that you really like. It's just okay, he's weird and he throws it out there and either you catch it or you don't. But the other 95%, by us being people of color, we get it because we lived it and we see it. And so it makes me think, how do people that haven't lived the type of life we live see that? Because now, do they see that as just a show? Oh, you know, he just made that up or whatever.
Right.
Or are they taking it? Because I know for a fact that shit is real. Yeah. That's based off of real experiences, shit that happens that he kept in his memory bank. Yeah. I'm going to make a show and I'm going to put all of these little innuendos in there.
But you know what? I'm sorry, but you were trying
to. No, I was about to say, because I think. To piggyback, I think the thing I love about the show is that, it's so real, but you still have that humor and, you know, at the end of it. Like the scene where he was in jail and the dude was like, yeah, man, you know, get my girl. He was like, my nigga, that's a man. Like, it's so real. It's so real, but yet, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely some humor in it. And it's a very serious tone, because when you see that other guy that was like, mentally. He was like mentally, like, that's some serious shit.
And we laugh at that
And
shit.
We laugh at it, but until some shit happens. So, like, I think the way that Childish Gambino, Donald Glover was good to incorporate that in, I thought that was amazing throughout the whole show. Even what we was talking about, the dating.
It happens.
It's real, but it's funny. You laugh at the shit. But
until it happens to you.
And it happens
then
to you.
It ain't funny.
Until it ain't funny, you know?
But
so.
You know, I think that whole show is it's basically an artistic visual of the song World Star from his last album. Because it's just like, when you watch that show and you think about that song, because just like you're talking about the part where they're in jail, Donald Glover isn't afraid to actually say something or be a certain way that might be completely contradictory to the way the stereotypical black man is.
Right.
So when they were in the jail, because I can't tell you how many times I've had this conversation, and the dude is talking to his girl, and the other people are saying, hey, that's not a woman, that's a man. And he's just like, well, I ain't gay. And I can't remember word for word what Don Glover said, but he says this long thing. Yeah, and basically that's what it broke down to. And I was like, he did it. And the thing about it is, I didn't really hear a lot of people talking about that part, but that was one of my favorite parts of the whole show. Because you know your hood dudes when, if an average hood dude found out that his woman or the person he was treating as his girlfriend was a man, that would be a problem. And the fact that Donald Glover chose to put something like that in the show and was just like, no, it doesn't mean that, you know, I thought it was brilliant.
Remember that one episode where like he was trying to come up off of his friend, but then he like, I don't know, gave like, he sold the dogs or whatever, and like,
he was saying something.
Well, I don't remember.
He was like, I'm broke.
Yeah, he was like, I'm broke. Yeah. He was like, broke people don't have time to make investments. Or whatever.
I love that.
Because that's real.
It's so real. And you could see the hurt on his face. He was like, bro, like, I need to eat tonight, fam.
Right, I need to
what
eat tonight.
What is this? And his friend really thought he was doing him a favor. And he was like, no, bro, like, this shit ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
Like, what?
But it shows how the struggle of the lower income family or person. Because you have to eat now. You don't have time to make investments. So you're stuck in that perpetual cycle over and over.
Trap.
You can't get out.
Yep, and you can't,
That fishbowl thing, like from the Tribe album. Yeah, one of my favorite episodes was the one about the dog. But he took the dog to the shooting range.
Oh, I remember
that.
Did
you see
that?
The poster, I remember. Yes, the printer of the dog.
Yeah, he was.
So instead of shooting at the silhouette of the dog.
That was funny.
Yeah. Think of the brilliance in that scene, that whole moment.
Yeah.
They were like, and, nah, you gotta get out, bro.
Yeah. Because he's shooting, they care more about a dog than
a person. Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. When it started off, I was so confused about kind of how it started off because I remember he was in bed with his girl and then, you know, they were having a little moment taken in the morning and stuff like that. And then she made reference to how she was going on a date that night. Like, all right, later, this is fun. Like, it's so funny, like, watching her experience of being caked up. Everybody knows that feeling when you're like, you're in a relationship and you're like, what is this? Like, we're trying to make this work, but what are we doing type thing? And it's just, what are y'all talking about?
He's trying to understand what caking is.
I didn't know what caked up meant.
It's when you're like booed up.
Like booed up, like something like that. Okay. You know, like in the morning.
I'm old and lame, like y'all didn't
you're
know that.
It's been around for a minute.
Yeah.
Use your context clues, man.
Right. Yeah.
That nigga took you to kindergarten, bro. That nigga took you to kindergarten. Hey, that nigga said you was your contact clues.
I don't know
that
right here.
Yeah, I was thank you, Pete. I've never heard that in my entire life.
Which is funny because as men, we always we joke with guys. We're like, oh, man, you're caking ass.
Yeah, okay.
I used to call my boy
like, hey, we about to hang out the fellas. Like, oh, I'm going to stay with my girl. Oh, man, you stay caked up. You always stay with your girl.
Caking ass.
I'm going to look it up.
But, yeah, everybody has that experience where they're kind of in that relationship and they're kind of, they want to make it work, but they don't know where it's going. So they have to kind of, like, go outside of the relationship and see, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, when he did get arrested and was just trying to call her like as her like she was his lifeline type thing you know and he at the end of the day was being passive in the jail because he just wanted to get home to his daughter you know what I'm saying and it's just like I don't know I just feel like it's really really crazy how everything kind of like
and talking about relationships the relationships in between the main characters
so
themselves they are who's the one that was shooting at the dogs in the range
I think so. Let's go with that.
He's
crazy.
He is.
He be saying
some. Yo, he's like,
maybe saying some real ass shit.
And that's what I was gonna get to. Everybody has a homie that, like, when you need them, like when you need them the most, he'll be there. But when you kind of don't really need him, like he'll just he'll be way the fuck over here, and that's him because he's the comedic relief. Yeah. Like he comes through in the clutch. But when you just like, hey man, just do this simple thing, drops the fucking ball on the most simplest shit, but the most difficult
like
things.
Like they mean well, but it's just like they don't always come through.
Or he knows some shit you don't think he knows, like Steve McQueen.
Yes,
that was funny as shit too. That was really.
He's a good actor. He be in a lot of shit.
That's Snoop.
He's in that new movie.
That is
Snoop. Yeah. If everybody had to pick an episode, what do you feel like? Which one would relate most to you, or which one do you resonate most with? Because I know mine.
What's that? I do like the one where he's being interviewed by the guy. And I think that was the, was that the one that had the black guy that said he was white and that race was.
Wait, the one where it was like kind of like a CNN episode?
Yes,
and,
but he's interviewed for his homophobic.
No way.
Yeah, I think the one with the commercial where he's interviewed for his homophobic shit.
Yeah.
And he said some homophobic shit.
Yeah.
And he's on there saying like some real ass shit.
And then the guy from Twitter was like, "I'm transracial."
Oh yeah, and that guy.
Oh yeah. Okay.
But they're trying to like have this serious conversation about his words and how they can be hurtful to me, but he's just coming back. He's just hitting them with like some hood shit.
I just want to go home, bro.
But that really resonated with like it's so deep, man. Like it was just amazing how they were able to address that from that perspective of how you have these intellectuals, these people that's writing about this stuff, and how they talk and view it, and then the dude from the hood and how they look at things,
right?
Which is kind of along the same lines, but just a different mindset.
It's hard to tell them that they're being offensive because they're just like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Right
What are you talking about?
And then they're talking about their world and they don't have time to worry about
other people's feelings.
The first one that comes to my head is I think it was the very first episode when because remember he sells credit cards at the airport, oh right? And he saw his fucking paycheck, right? His shit was like $7 or $20 or shit like that for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
His commission.
Damn.
And that black lady on the other side, she's selling the fuck out of some credit cards.
So funny.
And you know, because I'm in a sales job that I make commission, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes it'd be like, God damn, man, I'm not going to pay rent with this shit right here. But then you got all of these other pretty chicks I work with just selling the fuck out of shit.
Damn.
So just instantly off of this question, that's what my mind goes to. But the entire show is like fucking dope. But I would have to think about it more.
The dating one, that's definitely hit home because that's definitely happened to me before. Mm-hmm. Even from the time we pull up and trying to find somewhere to park to where I'm sitting there and I'm like, dude, shut the hell up. Yeah. Like the rest of you like, hey man, shut up. Like, okay, we getting
you
this.
You fucking my budget.
Right, you fucking my budget.
$70. We bought 73. What the fuck is you doing?
Hell
no. Being on dates, that shit hit me before.
So, and then that tip, I mean, a tip at the end.
Damn, yep.
That shit better be included.
What?
The tip is next time, shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
The one that resonates with me the most is that one where the dude was talking about him on Twitter and dude just could not. He was like, just don't respond. And he's like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah, I thought about you too.
God.
I'm trying to stop doing this shit. But that is / was me.
When I saw that episode, I was like, oh my God, that's
so I was like
dude, go on Twitter and just start saying some shit. And I'm like, oh, no, fuck
that. Man, when I be reading,
nah.
I be shaking my head like, no, Mike, he fell for it.
I text Mike,
why did y'all do that?
They even get me sometime now.
I cussed this dude out the other day. Never mind.
I try not to anymore. Nowadays, I'm just like, okay, block. See you later. Yeah. Or I just mute him. See you later. I don't even do that shit no more. But that one.
Your muted block game
is
strong.
My block game is strong. But that was one of the episodes that really made me think about that. I was like, damn, he's right. Just don't even bother because every time he tweeted, it just got worse.
Yep. Right.
And it got worse and worse and worse. So yeah, that's my favorite episode.
Well, probably the first episode, just like being a young person in Atlanta, like getting wings every Friday and shit. Like when they went to JR Crickets, me and my friends were just like, we're eating this shit right now. so like me and my friends, we always like get together, like smoke, eat wings, watch the show. But just like trying to get your life together, like trying every day to like eat, do like your homework and shit, like that's real, especially in Atlanta, especially seeing Atlanta on TV. You're just like, it's Northside.
I would definitely have to say that my episode was something that y'all haven't mentioned so far. It was the one where his baby mom was meeting up with her old friend who was like high and kind of like rich and stuff like that, and she just had like a different perspective of like life and like the way that she handled men and stuff like that. And they were at the restaurant ordering, doing all that stuff, kind of on their little girl's date. And you could tell that they hadn't gotten together in so long that they kind of they became different people, but they were still trying to connect. And so like when they smoked weed together, it was just kind of like, oh my God, old times. But then she woke up in the morning the next day like, oh shit, I'm living a different type of lifestyle. Meanwhile, her girl couldn't help her out get sober or whatever. And she was like, sorry, I'm being Paris. But anyways, like, you know what I'm saying? It was just a different thing, and she had to wake up, and she ended up losing her job off that shit. Yeah. Thank you, Carl, for your question. Don't forget to send the rest of your questions to AskDEHH on Twitter or ask@deadandhiphop.com. Until next time, we'll see you guys later.